So we're going to study Sfas Emes from Tav Resh Lamed Zayin, Parshas Kisisa, Tav Resh Lamed Zayin, and in these editions of the Sfas Emes, page 311, first column. The Medrash describes how Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, I saw, Va'era, V'hine, Chatasim L'Hashem Elokecha. I saw. So on that word that he saw, meaning he saw and he understood and knew what to do, Medrash, it's on the bottom in the footnotes, footnote 16. Medrash says, Ra'osh Ein LiYisrael Amidah. He saw that we have no standing in this world any longer because of the Chet Ha'Ega. The Chiber Nafsho Imahem. So Moshe joined his nefesh with Klaus. He had not been involved in the Chet. He had been in Shemaim. He had been on Har Sinai 40 days, 40 nights. He saw what had happened. He said, I'm with them. They are with me. Chiber Nafsho Imahem. V'shomer es haluchos. And then he broke the luchos. Then V'amar L'Hakadosh Baruch. And then he said to Hashem, Hem chatu v'ani chatati. They sinned, made an ego. I sinned. I just broke your luchos, not by accident. Sheshivati haluchos. Im meichel atah lohem. If you forgive them, afli mechol. Then forgive me too, please. Shenema v'ata. Im tisach hatasa. If you would please bear their sin and forgive their sin, then Moshe Rabbeinu in the pasuk doesn't say what. Then what? Meaning kain lechatasi mechol. Then similarly, forgive me for breaking haluchos. V'im ayin, if you can't forgive them, well then, v'im ein ato meichel lahem, ato meichel li, then don't forgive me either. Ela mecheinino mesivrcho asher kusavta, the very famous, erase me, take me out of the picture just as you wish to, or will take them out of the picture, and erase me from your book. Now, Sfas Emes asks as follows. First he quotes the Medrash on the words by Shiberi son, that's the Medrash we just recited. It makes no sense. Because they sinned, so Moshe says, I'm going to sin too. How does now Moshe's doing the Aveira, or a Chet? So it makes no sense. Moshe does a Chet, so now he can join with them, and they'll all be accepted in Shuba together. That's some kind of a pathway of a great man to sin and join his people in their sin, and do a sin so that he can achieve forgiveness for them all together. What's happening here? The Gam Kasha, of course, there's also a reconciliation we need. There's another Medrash, very famous, everyone knows. Medrash says, so Isa, Shera, Osios, Parchos, Ba'avir. Moshe saw the letters of the Luchos, the Ksav on the Luchos was disappearing, the letters were flying off. And he understood that we have no standing. We can't have the luchos. Literally, the luchos of God. Then he broke them. L'chein shiber osam. That's why he broke them. Because he saw that the letters, meaning that the luchos themselves, were becoming obviate. And chas v'shalom, we can't say it, but without the letters, the luchos are irrelevant. They're no longer pertinent, apparently, to these people. They're not pertinent to these people anymore. So then he breaks them. Not that he broke them intentionally with this ruse of, well, they sinned, so now I'm going to sin, so I'm going to break them. The second Medrash says he broke them because they already had shown him that they were not pertinent to these people any longer. It became so heavy, also Medrash says, right? Because while they have pertinence and they belong to us, Moshe can hold them, otherwise they're massive with hundreds or thousands of pounds, right? They're not alive anymore, right? Good. So we have these two very big questions. One, what is this that he's going to do? A chet, breaking the luchas, and by breaking the luchas, now I join them, so they sinned, I sinned. What kind of a way to make a betterment, to improve matters by doing a chet? And secondly, where that first measure sounds as if he breaks them intentionally, the second measure that we know famously says that they were obviously impertinent because the letters themselves were already leaving the luchos. So now the Sfas Emes says a reconciliation of two midrashim and an explanation in pshat what's going on. Venira, Beir Ha'inim, Ki Bavadai HaTorah Tolui B'Havonas B'nei Yisrael. Torah and its ability to be had, its ability to be known, read, studied, its ability to be in this world is dependent upon our ability, willingness, readiness to receive it, to embody it, to live it. Bevadei haTorah tolu b'hachonas b'nei Yisrael shehem mekablei haTorah. The reason there can be no luchos is because there's no one to live the luchos, to follow the luchos. Uksiv, the pasuk says, v'hamichtav michtav elokim hu charus al haluchos. The michtav was michtav elokim engraved on the luchos. Chazal are famously derish, al tikri charus ela cherus. That what? They stroll. When they would have mitzvahs, and they would have and do the mitzvahs, they would have cherus. They would have freedom. Cherus me'yetzer hara. Cherus from the malach hamavos. Cherus from misa. They're all the same, Gemara Mechav Basra says. Because when you have and accept lo yiyah lecha lehim acherim, the medrash on lo yiyah lecha, the medrash in Shir HaShirim, Rabbi Nechemia, I'm Rabbi Nechemia, Yishar Shashom Yisrael lo yiyah lecha, ne'ekar milibam ha'yetzer hara. Yetzer hara left us. We had the diminution of the Yetzer hara. And the Matzah Kunda there says, because is it pasuk in Tehillim? Lo yevicha el zor. No foreign god in you. Yevicha. What kind of? How do you mean a foreign god in you? You know what the Yetzer hara is? The Yetzer hara is the el zor. When it says lo yevicha el zor, it means the Yetzer hara, because that's where it all began. We were so holy and we were so accepting and we were so with the program that the Yetzer hara, machamavus misa, was no longer. Pasuk says, "Ani amarti elikim atenu v'nei elyon kulchem." There would have been no misa. Ah, but unfortunately, kachad the sarim kipolu. You know, ochin ka'adam temusim. But unfortunately, because of the chet, ochin ka'adam temus. V'kasher ma perish al haluchas. Now he's asking to understand this medrash. Chorus al haluchas. That means that we, and the effect of having luchas was that we didn't have Yetzer hara. We were affected positive. We no longer had misa. We no longer had a satan. We no longer had a Yetzer hara driving us from within. So then why is it alaluchas? Must be that what we're being dervish is as follows. Rak kifi ma shenechak v'nechras ha'aras ha'tera b'libais b'nei Yisrael. If the Torah is engraved in our hearts, and to the degree that it's really internalized, so that it is definitively how we live, feel, think. That's how the luchas get to be etched and engraved. The engraving in those stones, they were real stones, magically, right, heavenly written. Do you know how they were heavenly written? How did Kadosh Baruch Hu write it? Commensurate with how much the message of those words was in our heart. That's how deeply etched the message was on those two stones. Yisoid gadol ad ma'oid. That's just, you know, the Akadosh Baruch Hu etches it, and then we read it, and it changes us. No. We had accepted every word at Sinai. We had, Sarah said Nibris, on the Luchas. We heard, we listened, we accepted. The luchas. We accepted the luchas, and we accepted the Torah. We didn't know the details. But we said Nasim and Ishma, we accepted the whole thing, and all of that which we heard, as Rabbi Sandrigoin says famously, it's kolot terakula in those 10 dibros. And we said yes, and we were there. And it was because we were there, and had them, and accepted them, and it was in our hearts, with fervor, and love, for every dot and tittle. That's why they were etched in stone. What's the pshat that they flew off the stone? Why? You just fly off the stone because we didn't deserve them anymore. It flew off the stone because it was no longer a part of us. It flew off the stone because it was no longer here. Because it wasn't here anymore. So therefore it wasn't on these dead stones. What causes it to be charus al haluchos is that it's alive because it's engraved in our hearts. And he goes on and he quotes the Medrash, She'ikar haksiva v'leiv. The ikar haksiva, the place where the impact and the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is etched, is not in stone but in the human Jewish heart. K'moshe kasuv, kashreim al etzba'isecha,
Kosveim al luach libecha. That's what it's described as in Mishlei. Kosveim al luach libecha. Shmar mitzvay sei vechiei. Next pasuk. Kosveim al tzvay secha. Kosveim al luach libecha. And it's not just a nice, you know, description or a simile. It's real to the degree that we were in our hearts in fervent acceptance and embrace of the mitzvahs. That's the depth to which the etching in stone on the luchos was. Kach nechkach ha'oisis the luchos gam came. Those luchos were not etched in stone. The process didn't begin until after we heard and after we accepted. Then, as Kosh Baruch Hu said, come up on our Sinai, and the luchos ha'evan are created. V'lachain, therefore, kishechotu b'nei Yisrael, ha'oisis parcha. Because first, the dibros take leave from here. They fly off and they're not here anymore in our hearts. And then, when they're not there, then they can no longer be on the... That's what? They're created by the acceptance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, and there they are in stone like they are because they are in our hearts. Once they're not in our hearts anymore, off they go. They're gone.
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's continue. Now comes what Moshe comes to save the day. The Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom Leichatu Be'emes. Moshe wasn't there. Moshe was on her scene. V'hoyu b'koychei l'hach v'chatoira. He could have held on to it, and he could have been the Torah. The people would have been reborn through him. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to him? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu offer him? Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'asda oischa l'goy gadol. Herifimeni, leave me. Let me do what I have to do. I'm going to destroy Klal Yisrael. And no, don't worry. We're going to rebuild the whole people through you. Ach, but he didn't want that. Moshe understood he was being tested. He understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to him, you're such a tzaddik, you were here, you didn't do the Zaveira, so let's build the nation through you and forget about them. That's not what Hashem wanted. Moshe knew it. Ach, ki mosar nafshe ba'avur b'nei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, it's not about me. I'm not the real chosen source for making and building your people. It's the Shiftei Kof, all 12 Shvatim, not just Shevet Levi, not just me. V'leirotza lifroid atzmei mehem. And he didn't want to separate himself from them. V'al yedei zeh shechiber atzmei imahem v'le nifrash mehem. By saying, no, they're terrible, they sinned, I love them, I'm gonna be with them, I'm not gonna abandon them, you're not gonna build a nation with me alone, I'm gonna save them by joining with them. I am part of a people who just did a terrible thing. He loved the idea of Klal Yisrael and being a part of that more than he loved the Luchos. I'm not abandoning Klal Yisrael. I didn't sin. I'm a part of them. Now they also, to some degree, didn't sin because I'm now part of them. And as pure as I am, the more I join myself with them, the more they are part of that purity. Where did he learn this from? Meaning, where did Moshe learn this from? It's fascinating. Shnas Tov Reish Mem Aleph. The Sfasem says as follows. I didn't have here photocopied. Let me read it to you. V'zeh lamad Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom mimamar leich reid. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Lech Reid, go down. This just means go down from the mountain. Reid mi gedulascha. Doesn't just mean go down from your gedula. You don't deserve to be on the mountain anymore. You don't deserve to be in Shemayim anymore. It means more than that. Lech Reid, that'll save the day. Go be with them. V'zocha v'zika esarabim. V'he'elakula. They have done such low aveis. Bowing to this. Worshipping this ego. Go with them. Be with them. Go down with them. And now with them. V'he'ela kulam. And he proves it. So what does it say in this week's parsha? Just read it carefully. After Moshe begs for our sake, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says to him, Lech alei mizeh ato v'ha'om asher he'elisa. So he went up on the mountain. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, but look what they did. They're down in the moral dumps. Go down. I know what's go down. Be with them. Be a part of them. Don't abandon them. Believe in them and that they can do better and will do better. And then lift them back. And that's the meaning of the pasuk later in the parasha, where Hashem says, Lech alei mizeh together with the people. Continuing here, he says, once Moshe Rabbeinu said, you want to separate me from them and build the whole nation out of me, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, stay here, you know, you'll be the nation of Israel. We'll make it from you, if you want. At that moment, were the luchos broken? No. Were the letters gone? If you're going to rebuild the people in and through Moshe and his progeny, so you'll need luchos, right? So at that moment, the luchos were yet beautifully etched and engraved in depth and profundity because of Moshe himself. Moshe still, he's pure. And Hashem is offering to build the whole nation in Moshe. And the luchos are whole. When Moshe says, no, I'm going down because I'm going to be with my sinful, sinned people. I'm not separating myself from it. Let the consequences be what they will be. At that moment, oh, boom, the letters. Now, they just, at that moment, Moshe, part of us, in all of our imperfection. And then, so now we have reconciled to the Midrash. And the Pshat in the Medrash, where the Medrash says, Moshe says, okay, they sinned and I sinned. It means, I am part. And even though you're offering to me, since I wasn't a part, and I'm so special, and I'm in Shemayim, and I'm in Ishbar Lekim, I'm of this world, and yet I'm of the heavenly world at the same time, and you're saying, let's rebuild the people from me, I know what you really want. What you really want is to fix them, to be attacking them, for me to go down and be with and invoke the concept of Klolus Yisroel, inclusive of my. That's what it means that he says, I sing the nonsense. Hashem says, meaning, that I'm Nechlal with them. Once he chooses to be a part of them, so then even he can't hold on to those luchos anymore. The Osios leave, comes down, he's with us, begins the tikkunim, and leaves us, shows us better. But more importantly, he saves us because now not all of Klal Yisrael is so guilty. Now that we are with Moshe and the Klolius, meaning the inclusion of all of us together, including Moshe, is with us, and we embrace that. Goes on to quote Kedushi Harim, who says, you know, that's what happened at Har Sinai. Because Baruch Hu says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeiti Kom Me'eretz Mitzrayim Lashon Yachid. Rashi famously quotes the Medrash. He says, God gave it to us in Lashon Yachid because that way Moshe would have a piece of chomper. Moshe would be able to say, hey, you didn't say it or give it to them, you gave it only to me. What kind of semantics is that? The Pshat is because Moshe is saying, there's no one who is the Klal like I am. And those are the words of the Maral. That's what the Maral has on. What the Chedush Yerim says is that Moshe's quote in the Medrash is, Liyah Marti, you said it to me, meaning that the Kavana of a Kadosh Baruch Hu was to say, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzei Sicha, but only with me being with them. When we are one, and that is because I and the people together. This Avera was done without me there. So that's what he means when he says, it happened without me, and therefore it's not a complete violation of Logia L'Chayelim Machiva. So all of this is Moshe Rabbeinu coming to be with us and say, I'm one with you, in spite of all that he did so terribly wrong, and by bringing himself to be with us, he lifts us. We're no longer a people so completely corrupted as we had been without him. But of course, that means that we, the people, can't have the luchos, not these. Until he said, I'm with them, those luchos were whole. Once he says, I'm with them, I'm part of them. Oh, then in that case, off go the letters that fly away. So we have reconciled the two midrashim, and we understand now what it means, you know, they sinned, I sinned. It means I'm part of that. I just want to say something that's so important, and this relates to chinuch, because it's a true story. It's a stark example of this kind of an attitude of love from the most giving, caring, wise, loving leader, rebbe, teacher, mentor, Demetrenko of the show, Demetrenko Zatzal, Yeshiva of Philadelphia. And one Friday night, one of his talmidim took one of Yeshiva's cars from the office. The keys were available. Drove into town to go to the movies. They had challenging boys in there. Go to the movies. Someone tells Rav David that the car's not there. The car's not there. Shabbos was stolen. Well, he finds out that one of the boys, the car went to Leil. Rav David walked to town, a mile or two, to town, to Delphi, to the movie theater. I guess he explained, listen, I'm one of the rabbis, one of my students is really not supposed to be here. And walked in, saw the boy, probably sitting still with his yarmulke. Saw the boy, sat down next to him, and said to him gently, you know, kosher, right? Picked up the boy, you know, boy ran after him. Rebbe, I'm sorry, I can't believe I did this. And they walked together back to the Ishan Shah. And this erstwhile errant boy is now solid, great, important. I don't know if he's a Rebbe, a Balabas, whatever he is, but he did completely successful Eved Hashem. Because the Rebbe went down, said Lech Reid, and knew what it would take, or how little it would take to just quickly pick him back up. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu did with Lech Reid. He understood what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was to be part of these people. And yes, that's going to mean that the nation is not going to be born from me, but from all of us. And as a result, the Luchos can't be, not these, not now, not here. But that saves the rest of Tal Yisrael, because now in the Kololius, in the full inclusiveness of the people, it's not just the people. It's the people and Moshe Rabbeinu, and the perfection of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the hope and promise that lives and beats in the chest of this Ish Kadosh, of this Israeli king, who are now, is part of us. That's the beginning of all the possibilities for the future, the beginning of turning Klal Yisrael, saving us, and turning Klal Yisrael around.